Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. Today we are honoring and remembering the Lutheran Women's Missionary League throughout our service, and so we look forward to hearing more about what they are doing to help proclaim God's word and spread the good news. We also have upcoming some activities that you are invited to join with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ here at the church. We continue to have our choir rehearsals on Wednesday evenings, and there continues to be Bible studies. There's a Sunday morning study following our worship service that I lead in the basement area here while the Sunday school goes on across at the Peace Center, and the Wednesday morning Bible study continues along with a Monday afternoon study. There's a Tuesday evening study and a Thursday afternoon study. So wonderful opportunities for you to study God's word and be encouraged and grow in your faith. This morning, we are following Divine Service Setting 3, and our opening hymn is numbered 527. To please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. We continue and speak responsively the introit. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you. And let your prophets be proven faithful. Hear the prayer of your servants. I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
May they be secure who love you.
For my brothers and companions' sake,
I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God,
I will seek your good.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you.
And let your prophets be proven faithful.
Hear the prayer of your servants
according to the blessing of Aaron upon your people.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 21. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you to do today for your good? Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart and love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual?
I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as a testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to please stand for the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If then David calls him Lord, how is he this son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Together we speak the Apostles' Creed and confess our shared faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, I invite the congregation to be seated. The 24th Psalm was written, and for us we hear it speak these words. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I invite the children to come forward at this time for a children's message. Good morning. How are things this morning for you? They're pretty good, huh? So we have heard in our Old Testament lesson, we've heard what the Lord asked of his people. And then we also heard in 1 Corinthians what God says to his people about himself. It says that God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son. So do you know what it means to be faithful?
Faithful, helpful,
listen. Well, kind of some of those things. Faithfulness is, you know, one who is going to be honest and true to their words, and so when they make a promise like God does, he's faithful to it. He keeps it, and that is helpful, isn't it? That God keeps his promises, and that as he's faithful, then can you trust in him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can trust in God, and we trust the words that he has given to us. We trust our scriptures. We trust the Bible and the messages it gives to us because we know who it comes from. So who has given to us the Bible?
Jesus.
Well, it's come from Jesus and our Heavenly Father, from God, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, God's the one that has given it to us. And we know it speaks about God and what he is able to do and what he has done. We know that God loves us and that he wants us to be in heaven with him. And he's also made a way for us to be in heaven with him, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sent his son Jesus to die and to be the one that paid for our sins. And so God doesn't just say, I want you to be in heaven, and then says, but you better do enough, does he?
Mm-mm.
No, that's not what he says, but rather he says, I want you to be in heaven, and so I'm going to send you a Savior. And has he sent a Savior?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we know him to be faithful. We know his words to be true. And so it's good to have somebody whose words are always faithful, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because do your mom and dad try to be faithful to you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Most of the time they try to be faithful, but are they always able to keep their words? No, not always. But we have our Heavenly Father who is even better than moms and dads. Because is he always going to keep his word?
Yes.
He will always keep his word. He is faithful. And that is why we are able to trust him today and tomorrow and for all of our lives. So let us say an echo prayer with those gathered today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your messages given to us.
We thank you for your messages given to us.
And your promises that you give to us.
And your promises that you give to us.
For we know you are faithful.
For we know you are faithful.
Keeping your promises.
Keeping your promises.
And speaking words of truth.
And speaking words of truth.
Please help us share these good words.
Please help us share these good words.
To those who need to know your faithfulness.
To those who need to know your faithfulness.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for coming up this morning. Our congregation is going to continue by singing hymn 575.
Storm, gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This LWML Sunday sermon is based upon a text from the Reverend Dr. Roosevelt Gray Jr. Why do we have a Sunday where we are celebrating the LWML? Is it to highlight the ladies who are active in our congregation? Well, it certainly is not their intent, but rather they would desire that you see in them what you as a Christian, brother or sister, are called to do, to be witnessing and to sharing your faith each and every day. Because as we are living as Christians, we live with the hope of what is to come, the hope of the days ahead of us, the hope of our returning King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, the King is coming. God promised to Adam and Eve an heir that would redeem Adam and Eve and eventually all of humanity from the curse of sin and disobedience and lawlessness brought when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. We all bear this sin. We bear it in our bodies, and we therefore commit sins. Sin is every thought, desire, word, and deed which is contrary to God's law, as we have learned in God's Word and Luther's Small Commandments Catechism. Throughout human history, God has pictured the coming redemption and the coming redemptive King through various images of his promises. He wants you to know that his word is sure and that his King is coming. So our Lord spoke through David about the redemption that he was planning, that he would crush the evil head of sin, Satan, and our sinful flesh, and return to himself in his reconciled word, worship, and witness of his only Son, Jesus, Emmanuel, who is God with us. Yes, David saw what God would be doing in the future and how you and I and all the world should react as he spoke in Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. God's only begotten Son comes to the world. Yes, he comes in three ways. First, in the promised Son, David's Lord, the world's Savior, Mary's incarnate Son. Secondly, he comes personally in our hearts by grace through faith, not of ourselves, but as the ultimate gift of God. And thirdly, He is the great second coming for the end. He is the one who will return and bring about a new age. It is obvious that the world needs to be rescued from itself. We see the onslaught of brokenness, destruction, disease, and death, which are all around us. And we make it worse by our own sins. Hatred of others, self-centered greed. Yes, Genesis in chapter 6, God says he regretted that he has made man on the earth and is grieved him to his very heart. The Apostle Paul spoke of the days of lawlessness in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Through the eyes of sin, we could easily become downcast and heartbroken because of the evil of this world. Man's inhumanity to man refers to human cruelty, barbarity, and lack of piety and compassion towards other humans. Essentially, mankind's ability to see and treat other people as less than human, less than we would like ourselves to be treated. And we quickly give up because of the constant bad news. But God's peace and hope, his joy and love is proclaimed in the coming of our Advent King of Glory. He's the promise of our God for his people. Good news in a bad news world. Yes, Christ is the King of Glory that Paul mentions to us, that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. So we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For his sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the reconciliation of God. Remember upon this LWML Sunday, we remember the work and the mission that we have as God's people. Christ's church is to proclaim the gospel to all. Jesus reminded the Emmaus disciples of this promise. Then he, Jesus, opened their mind to understand the gospel and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. Stay in the city until you are clothed in the power from on high." Through the gospel, the people of God have received the power of God's salvation. And we are privileged to proclaim the gospel to all people, to Greeks, to the barbarians, to the wise, to the foolish. The gospel is your only hope for salvation, my only hope. As the King of Glory comes in with and through the gospel, as we are buried with him in baptism and raised with him to a new life, as we hear in Romans chapter 6. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Yes, in this new life creation, God provides us with every means of grace that we need to fight off every kind of evil in this world. God provides against all evil, whether it's in body or soul, as we look to receive the King of Glory right now and for all eternity. It is because of the power of the gospel the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Yes, the gospel is the life-changing message of God for this world. It changed Martin Luther's life from one seeking to provide his own way to appease God's wrath by doing good works, as many as possible. It changed him to see the good news that God wants all to know, that we have been saved. We have been saved through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The world that you and I live in has been in the throes of sin since the very fall of Adam and Eve. There are times when you and I may believe that we are living in times worse than any other. But surely there have been some horrific and horrible atrocities in our day. Wars, the senseless killing of babies, children, and adults, poverty, homelessness, addictions, every kind of evil that one can imagine. We would certainly give up had it not been for the power of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, he has promised our salvation. As Noah found favor in the eyes of God, so we too find favor and grace in our King Jesus as we look beyond the brokenness of our humanity to the blessed hope of his coming and the resurrection. Like King David, we look to our heavenly King. King David knew a thing or two about darkness, inhospitality, even in his own life and family. But David, a man after God's own heart, found hope from the darkness and light in God's grace. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, reminds us that the mission of the church, not just the LWML, is to pray for all people. He says, first of all, I urge supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. As we look through the heavenly eyes of the King of glory in the darkness of our sinful world, then we are able to see cleanly the promises, providence, provisions, and protections of God for his people in Christ, a God who has come to us with very flesh and blood, a God who took that flesh and blood, his human humanity, who made his way down the road of agony, pain, and suffering, nailed to a tree, who died for the sins of the world. May you this day be reminded that it is all Christians who get to share this wonderful message of the gospel throughout our broken and sinful world, so that all will know of Christ, God's coming King of glory, who provides redemption to us all who believe in him. Life everlasting, now and to all eternity. Jesus, he is the King of glory. He is coming. Let these words of good news be upon your lips so that others would come to know their King of Glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. Amen. We continue at this time and speak together the LWML pledge. I invite you to stand as you are able. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, and in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voices to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen. At this time, we bring forward the offerings that we have collected. For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
And transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, fix our faith on your love shown to us in Christ. Give us your Holy Spirit. Increase our love for you and for our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and let your preachers be proven faithful. Preserve your church, and let all Christians be glad to enter into the house of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son is bridegroom and Lord, faithful over your house, the church. Raise up the sons of our congregation to follow your word and bless their families with godly lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of lords, by the reign of your Son, you governed all things in heaven and earth. Raise up true Davids among us to govern our land in faithfulness and in humble strength to do your will. Lord, in your mercy.
Our prayer.
Eternal Father, our Lord Jesus Christ is seated at your right hand, even now, subjecting every enemy under his feet. Give this certain confidence to us and to all your saints in this vale of tears, to the needy, the troubled, the joyful, and the expectant, and especially to Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Tracy, Colleen, Sue, and Jane. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you call us to pray for the people of Jerusalem, your holy Christian church. As we come to receive the peace that you alone can provide, let this true peace be with us always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, you have shared your own glory with your saints, seating them on the thrones of your heavenly reign. Draw us also to your house to sit among them as David of old, and so receive your heavenly benediction. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom as you teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord, thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we sing our closing hymn, a hymn quite familiar to those in the LWML, Serve the Lord with Gladness.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, Y-O-U.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Got a brand new one on the way from the Tim Rabin Band, as well as the number one from Unspoken Tradition and Gary Nichols, respectively, Sister Sadie, Irene Kelly, and many, many others, all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, breaking news, upcoming events, airplay charts, and more. Log on, get up to date, check them out, BluegrassToday.com. Right now, a brand new one from Volume 5. Here's You Don't Care For Me Enough to Cry.
I can't make you make a sound. you don't care for me enough to cry.
Just out of the rain.